സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരമ്പരാ.
Page 63, verse 86.
Yathā śaśī jale bhāti, chanchalatvena kasyacit, tadvadātmani dehatvam, പശ്യത്യജ്ഞാനയോഗതഃ.
ശങ്കരാചാര്യ ഗിവൻ ഹിസ് ടീച്ചിംഗ് ഫ്രം 17th ശ്ലോക ടു 40th ശ്ലോക, ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ആത്മ അനാത്മ വിവേക. ദെൻ ആസ് എ സെക്കൻഡ് ലെസൺ ഹി സ്റ്റാർട്ടഡ് ഫ്രം 41 to up to 89th shloka, he is talking about Atma Advitiyatvam. Atma is secondless. Atma is Advitiyam, secondless. And he is giving lot of examples. We have completed the last example in the last class in 86th shloka. Yatha shashi bhati chanchalatvena kasyachit. For some people, for one person, it looks, shashi means the moon, chanchalatvena bhati, as though moves. Shashi, jale, jale means in the water. Because water is moving, therefore, the reflection of the moon in that water appears as moving. That means the superimposition, the movement of the water superimposed upon the movementless moon. This is called adhyasa or superimposition. What Shastra says, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithyan. Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. Because of superimposition or adhyasa, upon Atma, the Deha Bhavana is superimposed. Tadvat, just as in the example, similarly, we are all, because of ignorance, we are all superimposing the Dehatvam, the body, embodied. Atma is embodied. Atmani Dehatvam. Why? Because of Adhyasa Yogataha. Because we are all related, so much identified with this body as oneself. Body is not myself, but I am taking myself as body so strongly, so deeply. Upanishad says, Jeevaha Brahmaivana. You are not the body, mind at all. Brahma Satyam Jagat Midhya. Jeevaha, I the Jeeva am Brahmaeva. I the Jeeva means Aham Jeevaha. Brahmaeva means Aham Brahmasmi. Jeevo Brahmaiva Naparaha. This is the reality, the teaching of Upanishads. Whenever we say Aham Brahmasmi, which part of the I we have to take, that higher I or I the consciousness, Atma principle, alone I am Brahman, not the body mind. We have to remember mixture, always eating mixture, but we never remember this closest mixture. Whenever we use I am, it is a mixture. lower I, higher I. Lower I, body mind complex. Higher I, consciousness, Atma. Aham Brahma means this higher I part alone is Atma. That is my real nature. I am conscious of, I exist. That alone is Satyam. What am I conscious of, where I exist, that place, that time, everything in what I exist is also Mithya. Jagat Mithya. Every Nama Rupa is Mithya, including your body, mind is also Mithya. Mind problem is also Mithya. Mithya means disturbed mind is also Mithya. Disturbed mind is also Mithya. You are Sakshi of the disturbed mind. This is what we have to analyze. I am the witnesser of my disturbed mind. Therefore, you are not having disturbance. Who is having disturbance? Mind is having disturbance. Where is that mind? Mind is in this body. Therefore, that body-mind complex has got a problem. I am the witnesser of that problem, but I am identifying with that problem. Therefore, I am always in problem. Where is problem? Problem is in the mind. Since you have falsified the mind, problem also false only. How can it be real? I know, Swamini, mind is false, body is false, but my problems are unending. My problems are unending means whose problems? Higher I or lower I? Higher I can never have problems. It is ever free. You are not lower I anyhow. Then who is having problem here? You are the higher I who is problem free all the time. You are watching the problematic lower I. Lower I is never free from problems. Impossible. Even Bhagavan takes the body. Rama, Krishna could not escape problems. What to talk of ordinary people? Bhagavan himself has to undergo the problems at body-mind level. What to talk of ordinary human beings? Therefore, Brahma Satya means Aham Satyam. Aham Satya means higher I consciousness, Atma is Satyam. Jagat Mithya means world Nama Rupa including body mind is only experiential reality. It is not absolute reality. Therefore, if I know this, life is an entertainment. Lower I drama is an entertainment. If I take myself as lower I, life is burdensome. Life is more burden. That is why samsara means what? Samsara is nothing but expectation. When they fail, I get anger. Then frustration. Then what? Sorrow. First frustration and depression. Sorrow means new name. Modern name is called depression. This name was not there previously. People used to say only dukkham is there. Now everyone knows that depression. Therefore, what is there now? Depression is there now. It's a type of sorrow. Therefore, samsara means I come to know I am helpless. Certain areas I am helpless. Regarding my old age, I am helpless. Old age comes. Regarding my health also, I am helpless. Regarding my family members, health also, I am helpless. Many times, I am losing my heart because body is disturbing me because of certain problems. So helplessness leads to anger. Anger leads to frustration. Frustration leads to depression. This is called samsara. This is called samsara definition. What is samsara means? looking at life as a burdensome is called a samsara. When I look at my life burdensome, it is called a samsara. If it is an entertainment, it is one more episode. Like every incident is an episode. What is episode? Episode means a serial la bhagam varunnya. Okay, every day one incident, one situation I am facing, therefore one incident, one episode, entertainment. Okay, therefore sadvadatmani dehatvam pashyati ajnana yogatah. What is the solution? Come out of ajnana. If you want to come out of superimposition or adhyasa called samsara, if you want to come out of adhyasa, which is caused by ignorance. How to come out of ignorance? Attend Vedanta class and get jnanam. Say goodbye to what? This problematic body mind complex. Therefore Shankaracharya says, let me give some sadhanas how to claim my higher nature. How to claim my higher nature? What is the technique or methodology? We know that, again we are going to see from Shankaracharya's words. Shloka 87, up to here we saw in the last class.
Evamatmanya vidyatah. Dehadhyaso hi jayate. Sa evatma parijnanat. Liyate cha paratmani.
Anatma to atma is the journey. Anatma to atma. Until I come to Vedanta class, I am taking myself as anatma body mind complex. I do not know it is anatma. Therefore, my ajnana, because of adhyasa, avidyataha, avidya means ignorance. In the previous shloka he said ajnana yogataha. Ajnana alone is avidya. Avidya caused adhyasa. What adhyasa? Dehadhyasa. Dehadhyasa means adhyasa means that word is a very technical word. Easy word for our understanding, deha abhimana. Deha abhimana eva deha adhyasaha. Deha abhimana, deha adhyaso hi jayate. How deha adhyasa, deha abhimana arise? Because of avidya. Avidyataha, because of avidya. Person do not know that he is having avidya. After coming to the class, long study of Shastra only, oho, avidya is there. Avidya means ignorance. Ignorance of Atma. I have ignorance of Atma. In the statement, one statement to know, it requires years together. The student to recognize, I have self-ignorance. Because of this self-ignorance only I have dehadhyasa. Because of dehadhyasa only I have problems. My sorrow is because of my dehadhyasa. Dehadhyasa is because of my avidya. To recognize this, the teacher has to talk like a crow. crowing. That means like a crow, she is go on talking. Slowly the student, like neon light madri, slowly, oh, that is the reason, that's why I am facing problem. However much the teacher says, student is so thick skin, and the mind is so gross, not able to grasp immediately, because mind is gross. Why I am not able to grasp? Mind is so gross, therefore no grasping. Because of this lack of grasping, the student is spending days, weeks, years in years. The teacher is becoming older and older and older. Long teaching required for that student to understand where is the problem is lying. After recognizing the problem, then he or she starts for solution. What solution? Dissolving the anatma into atma is the solution. The method we have to understand. So the readiness is required. The student's readiness is required. Teaching is going on, hearing is also going on. But readiness to receive, register, retain and assimilation takes a lot of time. Therefore, evam. Evam means as above said, superimpositions. Through so many examples you have come to know. Similarly, one has to know that I am doing dehadhyasa. Recognizing the problem is half solution. Till today I am facing problems at family level, body level, social level, so many problems, complaints galore. Complaints. Complaint on what? On everything, what not? Not any particular thing. Complaining on everything. Why this complaint? Because of adhyasa. Why this adhyasa? Because of avidya. You have to recognize this. Diagnosing the problem. Then only treatment. Without diagnosing the problem, how you can give the treatment? This is called samsara roga chikitsa. Chikitsa na treatment. For what disease? Samsara roga. What is samsara? We should know. We have to know it is a roga, a type of disease, because it is giving discomfort. Then only treatment works. Without knowing the bhava roga, diagnosing that, treatment doesn't work. That's why many students listen but no assimilation. That means treatment is not working in artham. And not diagnosed properly. Pujya Swamiji says, problem is you, solution is you. But we never accept, I am problematic to myself. I see everything is problematic to me, not except myself. I am the best and good person, good, better, best person I am. Like that everyone thinks oneself as good person, best person, from their own standpoint. Shastra says, you are the worst person. Worst person in the sense, you are problematic to yourself, no one else. Therefore, avidyataha dehadhyasa hi jayate evam atmani. On one's own self, dehadhyasaha arise because of avidya. Saha, that very delusion. Saha means the same delusion, that superimposition. Eva atma parijnanat liyate, that will go away. Liyate means disappear. This adhyasa, dehadhyasa, which is caused for samsara, will be resolved or disappear. Liyate. In what? Paratmani. In Supreme Self. In Supreme Self it dissolves. What? This adhyasa. Adhyasa caused samsara. Avidya dissolve, adhyasa dissolve. In Supreme Self, when I recognize myself as Brahman. Atma parijnanat. I, the individual self, am the Supreme Self. I am the consciousness, principle, am none other than பிரம்மன் பராத்மனி மீன்ஸ் சுப்ரீம் பிரம்மன் ஐ ஆம். ஹவு மெனி ஆத்மாஸ் ஆர் தேர்? ஒன்லி ஒன். ஹவு மெனி பிரம்மன்ஸ் ஆர் தேர்? ஒன்லி ஒன். தேர்ஃபோர் ஐ ஆம் பிரம்மன், அஹம் பிரம்ம அஸ்மி. Why we are not able to understand easily? Ahankara mamakara. We are nourishing ahankara mamakara carefully. That's why we are not able to claim we are Brahman Swarupam. Next shloka we will read.
Sarvamatmataya jnatam. ஜஸ்தாவர ஜங்கமம் அபாவா சர்வபாவானாம் தேஹஸ்ய சாத்மதா குதஹ.
From absolute standpoint, everything is Brahman. From absolute standpoint, paramarthika drishtya, everything is Brahman. Or everything is Atma only. That Atma is the substance, the content behind every container. I, the Atma, am the content, the substance behind or in every container, nama rupa. What type of nama rupa? Sthavara jangama. Sthavara means immobile, non-moving. Jangama means mobile, moving, animate and inanimate. In all of them, they are all containers. Moving containers, non-moving containers. Dabba. Container means dabba. I am the content. Container is false. Nama rupa is mithya. Sarvam atmataya jnatam. Jagat sthavara jangamam. This entire universe, nama rupa prapancha. Whatever you see has got a form, whatever you see has got a name. The moment you open your eyes, you see one form which has got a name. Either it is moving or non-moving. Now this flask is not moving, it is thavaram. The ant which is moving on the desk is jangamam. Or mosquito moving around you is called jangamam. That moves. Either moving or non-moving. Whatever it may be, it has got a nama rupa prapancha. This is called nama rupa prapancha. That is called jagat, sthavara jangamam jagat. Atmataya sarvam gnatam. Known it as full and full atma only. Whenever I see sthavaram or jangamam, it is nothing but the content, the substance is Atma. I, the Atma alone, am there in every sthavara jangama. Names and forms, I alone am there. I alone am there in everyone in the Atma form means what? How to understand here? I, the consciousness, am there in mobile, manifesting, moving. I, the consciousness, am available. That ant, I am available there in the form of consciousness. In the flask, I am available in the form of sat. Sit is not manifesting here. Therefore, I, the Atma consciousness, am there in the flask. Where is consciousness here? You cannot see consciousness here in the sthavaram. Sthavaram, you cannot experience consciousness. Even though sadeva chit, chideva sat, chit is not manifesting because it doesn't have subtle body, sushma sariram. this ant, big ant, has got a subtle body, that is why it is moving all everywhere. But flask is not moving here only. The same flask I am bringing every class because it is stavaram. We are all stavaram or jangamam? Jangamam. So jangamam and stavaram, what is the content? The existence consciousness principle. In stavaram, existence alone is manifesting. In jangamam, consciousness is predominantly manifesting. So jangamam is recognizing the stavaram. Are you following? Jangamam, ID, consciousness, existence, who is available in this mobile container, understanding the immobile what container, there also there is sat and chit. That is why I say flask is. I am conscious of the flask. Flask is. I am existence and consciousness. Which part is existence? Amness. Which part is consciousness? I part is consciousness. I am conscious of. Therefore, I am conscious of this body. Which body is mobile? Jangamam. Body and all other objects come under Jagat. They all come under Jagat. They are all nothing but what? Atmataya gnatam. I recognize in this aparokshanubhuti class now. Gnatam va, na gnatam va? Gnatam. Now have you recognized Atma in the flask, in the body, in the ant and in everywhere? In the form of gnatam, in the form of what? You have recognized in the form of easiness. Atma, I am recognizing in the form of easiness. Flower is, chair is, mic is, fan is, house is, body is. That easiness is called Atma. Where is this easiness? You have to ask a counter question. Where is easiness is not there? In where is and kekamod andalane? Easiness is there. That easiness is called Atma. Since it is everywhere, sarva atmataya gnatam. Gnatam va nava? Confidently, boldly, convincingly, can you say or not? After this much teaching also, you are not able to recognize all the best. I have to say all the best. Because in the form of easiness, Atma is available. Atma nature is satyam jnanam. Satyam means easiness, jnanam means consciousness. So consciousness and easiness, both are existence and consciousness are, both are one and the same Atma swarupam. Therefore, I am, when I say higher I, available in this container, jangamam container. Jangamam container. Recognizing stavaram containers. Containers are mithya, content is satyam. Nama rupa is mithya. There is no flask at all. What is there? Only steel metal is there. There is no flask substance. There is no pot substance, only pot is nothing but clay. Pot easiness belongs to clay. Once pot is broken, that easiness goes to whom? Clay. So clay is. Similarly, this body also, the mind also, when it disappears, easiness goes into prithivi. Body disappears, easiness goes to prithivi. Earth is. Like that we have to recognize. Very, very abstract teaching. Nowhere you get this teaching in this form. In this manner, easiness and consciousness alone is called Atma Swarupam. That easiness and consciousness is in the form of I am here. I am only recognizing everywhere the easiness. Therefore, Sarva Atmataya Gnatam. This sentence is fact or not for you. You have to decide. Savara Jangamam Jagat Sarvam Atmataya Gnatam. Sarvam Atmataya Gnatam. When I ask this flask is Brahman or not, you have to say what? Because Swamini is saying, I have to say yes. No. Yes, Swamini, this flask is Brahman only. You need not tell outside people. After going home, seeing the flask is Brahman. You should not tell them. Okay. Better not to say. This flask is Brahman in the form of what? Easiness. Since easiness belongs to Brahman, Brahman's nature, I say flask is, therefore there is no flask, flask is mithya, that easiness is satyam. Like this, every object you have to extend. I cannot go for each and every object. Life long I have to say that. Therefore, the other nama rupa you have to supply like this only. Second line, sarva bhavanam abhavat. All these objects, names and forms, sarva bhavanam, all objects, really speaking they are not there, abhavat. Tell me where there is pot really? Is there a pot really? Pot is only vacharambhanam. Clay alone has got the pot name. Really there is no pot at all. Therefore he says, abhavat, sarvabhavanam. Pot I understand, Swamini, because you are teaching every time. Flask, yes, flask also I understand. Now today only you are giving a new example. What about chain? Chain also I know. What about sari, cloth? Cloth also I know because you said that. Everything teacher has to say. Spoon feeding. Every example, you have to extend this to every example. What job you are doing when you are sitting in the bus, when you are talking, walk, not talking, when you are walking, when you are doing your work silently, at that time you have to see whether this porul, this object is there, desk is there. No. Chair is there? No. Plastic alone is there? Wood alone is there? Like this, how many objects you can do per day? Count. Analysis. Threadbare analysis of each object. I have given sample. Gold, ornament, cloth, thread, pot, clay. I have given few examples. But all other objects you have to do, it is your homework. சுவாமினி கிளாஸே இல்லைன்னா பைத்தியமா இருக்கு சுவாமினி. என்ன பைத்தியம், எதுக்கு பைத்தியம்? கிளாஸ் இல்லைன்னா ஒரு மாதிரி இருக்கு, எப்படி இருக்கும்? ஐ ஆம் டுவெல்லிங் அப்பான் சாஸ்திரா டீச்சிங், ஹவு கேன் ஐ ஃபீல் ஐ ஆம் அவே ஃப்ரம் சாஸ்திரா? த மூமெண்ட் தெர் ஆர் ஹாலிடேஸ் சப்போஸ் சடன்லி ஹாவ் டு டூ நிதித்தியாசனம். இட்ஸ் அ நைஸ் டைம், ஐ கேன் டூ லாட் ஆஃப் நிதித்தியாசனம். And each and every object, whatever you are using, pen you are writing. Is there a pen at all? Only cap, bottom one part, middle one part, or refill part. Remove all parts. Where is pen? No pen. Like that, do dissection. All dissection pannanum. Like zoology student madri. All dissect panni, 35, the correct word. கரெக்ட் வேர்டுனா தமிழ் இங்கிலீஷ் மிக்சர், கல்டிஃபைங், டிசெக்ட் எவ்ரி திங். யூ ஹாவ் லாட் ஆஃப் டைம். இஃப் யூ டோன்ட் லுக் இன் டு த டிவி ப்ரோக்ராம்ஸ், யூ ஹாவ் லாட் ஆஃப் டைம். பட் வி ஆர் லுக்கிங் அட் ஆல் டிவி ப்ரோக்ராம்ஸ், வேர் இஸ் த டைம்? யூ சுவிட்ச் ஆஃப் த ஃபோன், சுவிட்ச் ஆஃப் த டிவி, சுவிட்ச் ஆஃப் யுவர் கம்ப்யூட்டர், யூ கெட் லாட் ஆஃப் டைம். ஐ வில் டெல் யூ, சுவிட்ச் ஆஃப் யுவர் ஃபோன், சுவிட்ச் ஆஃப் யுவர் டிவி, சுவிட்ச் ஆஃப் யுவர் computer, you get lot of time. So சர்வபாவானாம் அபாவாத் மீன்ஸ் தே ஆர் ரியல்லி நாட் தேர், தேர் ஓன்லி நாமரூபா, தேர் ஃபால்ஸ், தேர் மிச்சா. தேகஸ்ய ச ஆத்மதா குதஹ, வேர் இஸ் த க்வெஸ்சன் ஆஃப் தேகஸ்ய ஆத்மதா? This body is Atma Bhavana. How can it come? There is no Deha at all. Where is the body? Tell me. Right hand, left hand, right leg, left leg, eyes, ears, nose, lips, hair, nails. This alone is there. Each part of the body is separate. Where is Deha? Deha me illadum bodu, where is Atmata? I am this body. Body illiye. என்ன சுவாமி நீ பாடி இல்லைன்னு சொல்றேன்? ஆமா, பாட் இல்லைன்னு சொன்னா இல்லையோ? பாடி இஸ் ஆல்சோ அனதர் நாம கிவன் டு திஸ் அசெம்பிளேஜ் ஆஃப் ஆல் ஆர்கான்ஸ். வேர் இஸ் கார்? டெல் மீ. ஃப்ரண்ட் டோர், ரைட் டோர், லெப்ட் டோர், பேக், ரைட் டோர், லெப்ட் டோர், வீல்ஸ், நோ கார் இட் ஆல். வாட் இஸ் மச் டிஃபரன்ஸ் யுவர் பாடி ஆல்சோ? ரைட் ஹேண்ட், லெப்ட் ஹேண்ட், ரைட் லெக், லெப்ட் லெக். Each part, part and part you dissect, no body there. Since there is no body, nobody. Since there is no body at all, really speaking, it is only a lip movement, lip service. Nama is on your lips, just you are using. Body is not there. Where is the question of Atmata? I am this self. I, the body, I am self. Body illena self eppadi aagamudiyum? Kutaha aksheparthe kutaha, how is it possible? It's not possible at all. Since you have deha bhavana, satyatva bhavana, therefore atmata bhavana, therefore suffering. Since deha is not there, atmatvam is not possible, therefore there is no samsara, there is no problem. So where is problem lying now? Dehatmatvam. Deha is a misnomer. It is not real, it is false. Just like pot. Atma alone is called by name Deha. There is no Deha at all. Only Atma. That is why you say body is. That isness is Atma. There is no body. There is no body. Go and look at your dressing table mirror and look at yourself and ask, who am I? Am I right leg, left leg, or right hand, left hand? Which one I am? Ask yourself, question yourself. That's homework for you. Okay, next shloka. Atmanam satatam janan காலம் நய மகாத்யுதே ப்ராரப்தமகிலம் புஞ்சன் நோத்வேகம் கர்த்துமர்ஹசி. நியூ டாபிக் நவ். ஆஃப்டர் நோயிங் தட் ஐ ஆம் பிரம்மன், I am Atma Swarupam. Now I am a Jnani. Do I have Prarabdha or not? Question. This topic, whether Jnani has got Prarabdha or not, presented in two ways. Upanishad itself presents in two ways. What are those two methods or two ways of presentation of Prarabdha of a Jnani? Shastra says prarabdha is there, prarabdham bhogena nashyati. One has to exhaust prarabdha. Jnani also can not come out of prarabdha. This is one opinion every one of us having. Shastra also says that. So Shankaracharya presents first opinion, then he goes to the next opinion. One Shruti says, Chandogya Upanishad says, that tasya tavadeva chiram yavanna vimokshe adha sampatye. This is accepting the prarabdha of a jnani. Jnani remain in his body until he exhausts his prarabdha, is the meaning of this Chandogya Upanishadic statement. Atmanam satatam janan, having known Atma as oneself. Satatam, always, janan, recognizing, understanding. Kalam naya mahadyute, Shankaracharya giving an advice to a aparokshanubhuti student. He is giving an advice. Mahadyute means, oh brilliant one. Brilliant, because after listening maha aparokshanubhuti, you are really brilliant or not? So he is addressing. The student is matured now, refined, has understood. Mahadyute, oh brilliant one. Kalam naya, may you spend your time. Kalam naya, may you spend your time. Where? Atmanam satatam janan. Having known Atman, recognizing Atman, you spend your time in that chintana, Atma chintana only. I am Brahman. I am Atman only. Akhil prarabdha makhilam bhunjan. May you exhaust your prarabdha. Bhunjan means may you experience. Akhilam, total prarabdha. Prarabdha means what? That karma which has come to exhaust from sanchita, that is called prarabdham. So the body is taken from that sanchita only. Some part, portion of sanchita, once it is taken for fructification, for experience, it is called prarabdha karma. A portion of sanchita which is ready for fructification in one body is called prarabdha. A portion of sanchita which is taken to exhaust in one body is called prarabdha. But generally people, they say, enoda prarabdham, enoda prarabdham, negatively they present enoda thala eluthu prarabdham. We should not take it as negative way. Prarabdha means what? What sukha dukkha I am exhausting. That sukha, dukkha, pleasure and pain I am exhausting is called prarabdha karma. Arabdham karma. So may you exhaust your prarabdha. This answer is for ignorant people. Shastra address two types of people. Shastra gives answer for ignorant people and Shastra gives answer for higher level of people, uttamadhikaris. For ignorant people, Shastra says, Jnani has got prarabdha, he has to exhaust his prarabdha. Until he exhausts his prarabdha, he continues in his body. After exhausting full prarabdha, then only he gets videha mukti. Until that time, he will remain in the body as jivan mukta. Now, without full stop, I am telling. Shastra says, for ignorant people, for worldly people, what says about jnani, it gives a clear picture. Jnani is one who has got knowledge, self-knowledge, but he is staying, remaining in the body. After jivan mukti also, he remains in the body. Tasya tavadeva chiram yavanna vimokshe. Until he exhausts his prarabdha, he continues in the body. Later only, he is totally free from prarabdha. After death, leaving the body, he attains videha mukti. This answer is only for ignorant people, vyavaharika drishtya. This is not the real answer. Only to pacify the worldly people, ignorant people, Shastra gives this answer, Chandogya Upanishad. It comes. What is the real answer Shankaracharya is going to give later? There is no prarabdha at all. how difficult. Upanishad itself says in Mundakopanishad, vidyate hridaya grandhihi chidyante sarva samshayah kshiyante asya karmani tasmin drishte paravare. Totally nil karma. Prarabdha karma also is not there. From the standpoint of Mundakopanishad, that answer is for only for higher people, for who, those people who are all well-learned in Shastra, not for Ajnani. Even Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Jnana Agni Sarva Karmani Bhasma Sat Kurute Arjuna. The Jnana Agni, the Jnanam fire burns Sarva Karmani, the Sarva La Prarabdha also included. That means there is a contradiction, seeming contradiction between Mundakopanishad and Chandogyopanishad. Shruti parasparam bhadhe, shrutyoho parasparam bhadhe, nyayopeta gariyasi. Nyayam alone is logic alone supports. Where logic supports, that Shruti statement only we take. Mundakopanishad has got logical support. Chandogyopanishad doesn't have logical support. Therefore, we cannot look down upon Chandogyopanishad statement because it is also a Shruti. Therefore, Shankaracharya has to give equal importance to both of them. You should not look down upon Chandogya. You should not highlight the Mundakopanishad. Lord Krishna also takes the support of this Mundakopanishad, not Chandogya. Chandogya answer is only for unintelligent people, sake. For unintelligent people's sake, ignorant people's sake, paapam, avarku kuda prarabdham irukka. Sometimes students tells me also, Swamini, you have what prarabdha, all carrying bag, mission, everything. You are also having samsara, you are also having prarabdha. Aama, ani chollanu, enna pandrathu? I say, yes. As long as they look at as prarabdha, of a sannyasi also, sannyasi also say what? Yes, I am accepting Chandogya Upanishad. Yes, but to myself, what is my support? Jnanagni sarva karmani bhasma satkuru terjuna. That I take that support. Mundaka Upanishad. Therefore, two standpoints. Here, first standpoint. Look at the second line. Prarabdha makhilam bhunjan. Jnani remains, even after attaining Atma Jnanam, he remains in this body exhausting his Punya Papa Prarabdha. Nice Bhiksha comes Punya Prarabdha. Bhiksha is so and bad Prarabdha. No Bhiksha also, bad Prarabdha. Okay. Like Prarabdha comes. Bhunjan na udvegam kartumarhasi. Jnani is never disturbed by this prarabdha. Jnani is never disturbed by prarabdha. Na udvegam kartumarhasi. I am exhausting prarabdha. You have to remain like that only. As long as you are in this body, பல்லு வலி, கண்ணு வலி, காலு வலி, முதுகு வலி எல்லாமே இருக்கும். இருக்குமா இருக்காதா? ஞானிக்கு பல்லு இருக்கு இல்லையோ, தலை இருக்கு இல்லையோ, ஸோ ஹெட்ஏக் கம்ஸ், டூத்ஏக் கம்ஸ், லெக் பெயின் ஆல்சோ கேன் கம். ஹவு கேன் ஞானி கெட் பெயின் என்ன? ஞானி ஆல்சோ ஹேவிங் பாடி, தேர்ஃபோர் பெயின் கம்ஸ். டிசீஸ் ஆல்சோ வில் கம். டிசீஸ் காஸ்டு பெயின் ஆல்சோ வில் பி தேர். என்ன ஜானம் சுவாமி? தென் தட் மீன்ஸ் ஜானம் கேன்னாட் கேன்சில் பிராரப்த கர்மா. ஜானம் கேன்னாட் கேன்சில் தட் ஆரப்த கர்மா. லா ஆஃப் கர்மா கேனாட் பி கேன்சில்ட் பை ஜானம். தென் வாட் ஜானம் டஸ்? ஜானம் ஃபால்சிஃபை தி கர்மா. ஜானம் falsify the karma. Jnanam cannot cancel the karma. Jnanam falsify the karma. Mithyatva nischayam. That's what he is going to say from 90 to 99, the second answer. This is only for ignorant people's sake. From vyavaharika drishti, ஜ்ஞானி ஆல்சோ எக்ஸாஸ்டிங் பாபம் பிகாஸ் புண்ணிய பாபா நாபுக்தம் க்ஷீயதே கர்மா ஜென்ம கோடி சதைரபி. இது வேற சொல்லி வச்சிருக்கோம். ஒன் ஹேஸ் டு எக்ஸாஸ்ட் புண்ணிய பாபா லா ஆஃப் கர்மா. தேர்ஃபோர் தட் ஆன்சர் இஸ் ஒன்லி ஒன் குரூப் ஆஃப் பீப்புள் ஃபார் த சேக் ஆஃப் தோஸ் பீப்புள். வாட் இஸ் த ரியல் ஆன்சர்? சங்கராச்சாரியா வாண்ட் டு கிவ் தட் ஆன்சர். சங்கராச்சாரியா வோட் ஃபார் தட் செகண்ட் ஆன்சர். ஈவன் தோ ஸ்ருதி இஸ் talking about prarabdha, another shruti taking no prarabdha at all. Where is the question of prarabdha? Everything is false, mithya. Jnaniki prarabdham avadu sanchitam avadu agami avadu onnume kadiyadu. Sanchita agami, sanchita avoided, agami avoided, but prarabdha holding off. How? Once you know there is a rope only, there is no snake, can you talk about the snake? Which it is, does it have any fangs? Does it have any description of the snake remains? The description of snake remains. There is no snake at all. Where is the question of description? That answer is going to give now. You see, 90. Utpanne pyatma vijnane. ப்ராரப்தம் நைவ முஞ்சதி இதி யத் ஸ்ரூயதே சாஸ்த்ரே தன்னிராக்ரியதே துனா. யத் சாஸ்த்ரே ஸ்ரூயதே, வாட் எவர் இஸ் ஹர்ட் ஃப்ரம் த உபனிஷத், சாந்தோக்ய உபனிஷத், யது சாஸ்திரே ஸ்ரூயதே தத் நிராக்ரியதே அதுனா. ஐ ஆம் ரெஃப்யூட்டிங் தட் ஸ்ருதி ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட், சாந்தோக்ய ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட். நவ் ஐ ஆம் ரெஃப்யூட்டிங். வை தட் சாந்தோக்ய உபனிஷத் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் டசன்ட் ஹாவ் எனி நியாய லாஜிக்கல் சப்போர்ட்? Whatever is having logical support, that Shruti statement alone is powerful. Now I am going to take that Shruti statement, Mundaka Upanishad, which has got a logical support. Nirakriyate, I am refuting that. That is only for only ignorant people. Real answer is not that. What is that real answer? உத்பன்னே அபி ஆத்ம விஜ்ஞானே பிராரப்தம் நைவ முஞ்சதி. ஆத்ம விஜ்ஞானே உத்பன்னே, ஒன்ஸ் ஆத்ம விஜ்ஞானம் கம்ஸ், ஐ ஆம் ஆத்மா எலோன், பிராரப்தம் நைவ முஞ்சதி, பிராரப்தம் இஸ் நாட் லெஃப்ட் ஹிம். திஸ் இஸ் ஓன்லி ஃபார் தோஸ் பீப்புள். நைவ முஞ்சதி. Now the special view with regard to prarabdha of a jnani, I am going to present in the first 89 and 90 supporting the prarabdha of a jnani. Then he says, naiva munchati, prarabdham is there for a jnani, naiva munchati, prarabdha is not left him. Thus Shastra says, now I am refuting that. Shankaracharya says, Shankaracharya is telling, I am refuting that Upanishadic statement. Which Upanishadic statement is talking about the prarabdha of a jnani? Jnani also must exhaust his prarabdha. But I am refuting. How I am refuting? Tattva jnanodaya durdvam. ப்ராரப்தம் நைவ வித்யதே தேஹாதீனாம் அசத்வாத்து யதா ஸ்வப்னோ விபோதத்ஹ. குருணாபி துக்கேன ந விசால்யதே. Any amount of dukkha Jnani is not at all disturbed. How? He says, Tattva Jnanat Udayat Urdhvam. Once Tattva Jnanam comes, Atma Jnanam comes, Udayat Urdhvam, after that, Prarabdham Naiva Vidyate. Prarabdham cannot be there. Because he has given up his kartrutvam. Karta is not there. When karta is not there, karma and karma phalam cannot exist. Karma phalam is in the form of prarabdha, agami, sanchita. It cannot exist. Since karta is absent, karma phalam is absent, karma is also absent. That means satyatvam is not there. When akarta he is, how akarta can get prarabdha? The prarabdha cannot touch me. Na vidyate, naiva vidyate, dehadinam asatvat. Really deha is there to exhaust prarabdha? After knowing it is a rope, can you talk about the snake? Even a wee bit description of snake. Similarly, once the body is falsified, where there is no body at all, where is the question of prarabdha? Prarabdha angirad edhukku body ki. Body e illadum bodhu, prarabdham eppidi pesa mudiyum? There is no body at all. From the jnani standpoint, there is no dehadinam asatva, since there is no body at all. How to understand? Atha, just as Swapna vibodhataha. Swapna means dream. Vibodhataha, on waking, can you talk about the pleasure and the pain of dream body? After waking, in dream body, what you have faced, the grief, the pain, the sorrow, can you describe about that? Is it having any value? Even if you describe also, it doesn't have. Similarly, Jnani also, just as the dreamer's body, pleasure and pain are not counted, similarly, waker's body, pain and pleasure also not there, not counted. Dreamer's body, pleasure and pain are not counted by the waker. Waker's body, mind, pleasure and pains are not counted by Jnani. இது நல்லா புரியும் நினைக்கிறேன். நல்லா எக்ஸாம்பிள் கொடுத்தாரு பாருங்க. கிளியர்? ஸ்வப்ன விபோதா, ஒன்ஸ் யூ வேக் அப் ஃப்ரம் த ட்ரீம், ட்ரீம் பிளஷர் அண்ட் பெயின் ஃபால்ஸ். பிராரப்த, சி வாட் எ டைப் ஆஃப் ட்ரீம் ஐ காட், மை பிராரப்த டியூ சே நோ, இட் இஸ் நாட் தேர் அட் ஆல், பிகாஸ் ட்ரீம் பாடி இஸ் ஃபால்ஸ். ஹவ் இட் இஸ் ஃபால்ஸ்? இட் இஸ் நான் செப்பரேட் ஃப்ரம் மீ தி வேக்கர். Therefore, that experience cannot be there because it is not different from waker. Similarly, waker's body prarabdha, jnani waker body prarabdha is false. It is not there. What is there? Atma alone is there. Purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.